New theory is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Jarrett, J-A-R-R-E-T-T, first name Leon, L-E-O-N, date of birth January 17, 1951, date of evaluation January 2nd, 2024. The chief complaint, 73-year-old African-American male with history of coronary artery disease, year four, initial evaluation. The HVI. The patient is a 73-year-old male who reports having a myocardial infarction the first week of August 2022, period. He was having shortness of breath, at which time he presented to the emergency room, period. He stated that he suffered a cardiac arrest, period. He then underwent stenting, period. He was subsequently hospitalized with anemia. He required transfusion of 4 units, period. He presents today with shortness of breath, which is worsened with minimal activity, period. He has had no recent chest pain, period. The past medical history, 1, coronary artery disease, next number hypertension, next number chronic kidney disease, next number myocardial infarction, past surgical history, back surgery times 4, medications unknown, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother died of myocardial infarction, social history, he denies having cigarettes in 20 to 30 years, he reports that he has had no alcohol in 20 years, he has prior marijuana use, but none in 25 years, period. The review of systems, respiratory, he has dyspnea, cardiac aspirate, HPI, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 172/78, pulse 104, respiratory rate 22, height 79 inches, weight 218 pounds. In general, he is alert. He appears uncomfortable, but in no acute distress. The abdomen reveals a midline scar at the distal aspect, period. Otherwise, unremarkable, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 103 beats per minute, period. There is a right bundle branch block with an S1, S2, S3 pattern, period. There is RVH with repolarization abnormality, period. The impression, this is a 72-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, who presents with severe dyspnea and hypertension, period. The patient currently is not taking medications, period. The plan, I will start him on Mozartin, 50 milligrams one daily, number 90, Carvedilol 6.25 milligrams one PLBID, number 180, hydrochloric iodide, 25 milligrams, 1 pill daily, number 90. Enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 pill daily, number 90. Lipitor, 20 milligrams, 1 pill daily, number 90. He requires echocardiogram, period. CBC, Chem 20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, e-analysis. I will see him back in 2-4 weeks. time, Dr. Arlington Ferguson.